Hello, welcome to today's episode of Howarth Timber and Building Supplies 1840 podcast. You may be wondering and thinking that Paul looks a little bit different today, maybe spent a bit longer in the makeup room than normal, but Paul has kindly passed me the host seat for today. I'm Danielle Boyle, I'm the Social and Communications Manager here at Howarth, and today's episode is around women in merchanting, so why not have a female host? International Women's Day is a recognised event which happens on the 8th of March each year, and as a business we'd like to recognise and celebrate the women within ours. So today I'm joined by two assistant branch managers, Alice and Ashley, and the topics of conversation are going to be around what it's like to be a woman working in such a male-dominated industry, the good and the bad. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
If you just want to introduce yourself, Ashley, what do you do? How long have you been here?
I'm Ashley. I'm the assistant branch manager at the Wakefield branch. I have worked for the company for just short of 4 years.
I'm Alice. I'm the assistant branch manager at the Derby branch. I've been there for coming up to 9 years.
Wow, so quite a few years between.
Yeah. I was the admin before this role.
Yeah, so you're recently just the assistant branch manager, aren't you?
Yeah.
How long has that been?
Just before Christmas. It was like very recent. Yeah. Like,
well, I've been to Derby.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Yeah. And then you've been in the business for 4 years, but not in Wakefield?
No, so I started off on the counter in the Oldham branch, and then I moved into internal sales, and then I moved up to Wakefield a year ago.
Okay. So obviously, building industry, it's a funny old industry, funny old sector, especially being a woman. How did both of you get into the building sector? So I'll start with you, Ashley.
So I started in B&Q when I was 16 as a part-time job to get me through college. And I worked on the checkouts there for about a year and a half before I moved into the trade point section. And I worked with a couple of other Howarth colleagues there. And I spent just short of 15 years there in the building side before I moved over to Howarth.
Do you find trade point to be a lot different to a builder's merchant, say?
So yeah, it is very different. It was tailored more to trade customers in the past. It's changed slightly now. It's a bit more retail side. But we used to work with Howarths. So we would contact Howarths, for example, Oldham, and they would do our deliveries on our behalf. So there was a lot of similarities, even though there are some quite big differences as well.
Yeah, because I feel like what I remember of TradePoint is just my dad that would just stay as a tradesperson just to get a discount.
Yeah, and get through the exit quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Do a different exit, do a different entrance. What about yourself?
So it was just pure luck. I was on maternity leave. My oldest had just gone back to school, gone to nursery, and I needed a job, and it was 10 till 2, so it fit.
Yeah, for the...
Yeah.
What did you do before?
So I've always been in accounts / admin.
Okay.
Straight from school, while I was at school, I worked in a wedding shop.
Oh, wow.
On a Saturday. Yeah, it was a brilliant job. And I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was older. I still don't know. I still don't know what I wanted to do. So I got an admin job, just as a receptionist. I was there for about 5 years, and then by the end of it, I ended up running the accounting department. It was only small, but it got bought out. It got moved to Warrington, so I moved with them temporarily. And then I got a job being a commercial assistant at a big civils company based back in Derby, and they were connecting the Inner Ring Road. So that was my first time of being in a male-dominated industry. At the time, I was the only woman. I was in the middle of site in a porter cabin. It was brilliant. It was fun. But I was there for 3 years, and then that job finished, and then they moved on again. So I was looking for a job. So I ended up working for another Derby-based company as a commercial assistant. And then I went off on maternity leave from there.
Okay.
So I've always worked in the background in the office.
Yeah.
Paper, accounting, payroll.
So you were an admin at for ABM.
Yeah.
Did you find that was very similar to kind of the accounting jobs previously, or?
Yeah. I mean, paperwork. It's all filed the same. Yeah. It's just different things on it.
I feel like you've got to be brain's got to work a certain way to do paperwork.
Yeah, I'm quite anal. I'm very analytical. I like order and I like rules and processes. So, like, I love audit. You know, when audit comes, I love it. I love getting ready for it. It's so sad, I know, but it's just...
But you always have one of the best audit scores, don't you?
Yeah, it's clearly what I'm good at. But it doesn't matter what industry you work in. Admin is all very similar.
So do you find it different? Obviously, now you're an ABN.
Yeah.
As the rules and responsibilities transition, because obviously you're based out of Derby, which is quite far from a few of our main branches, like Yorkshire or Lancashire. You kind of stand your own a bit.
Yeah.
Do you find that you do more assistant branch manager roles, or you've still kind of been the admin? Because I've been to Derby, I've witnessed it. You do kind of, you are the brick to that building.
I don't know. I'm now officially the assistant branch manager, but I think a lot of admins will admit they run the branches in the background. They're not the face, but they make sure things are done, processes. If there's a problem, generally people will come to me, not the branch manager. So no, not really. I wouldn't have said, my role's not really changed.
Yeah, that's quite good then.
Yeah.
At least it's not like a massive...
Yeah, now position. I can just officially give orders and they have to be followed rather than me just being bossy and saying, get this done.
Well, I suppose that kind of, like, if you was a male, say, assistant branch manager, they potentially might not call you bossy.
Yeah.
Or if you're a male admin, they might not call you bossy. Mm. But you, because you're a female, she's just bossy.
Yeah, yeah.
So now at least you officially can tell them off.
Exactly, yeah. You have permission.
Yeah. Ashley, do you find, obviously you've been at Oldham, mm-hmm. which is our western region, and obviously Wakefield is our east, and they are two different size branches, two different clientele. How have you found that transition between them?
It's strange the difference, like 40 miles in dialects, everything.
Yeah.
Even products, they'll call it something completely different. And I'm stood there like a newbie going, what?
Bread cake is a bread cake, not a bat.
It's nothing. we're not having this argument. It's nothing. But it's Oldham, a lot of the customers I know, I'd either gone to school with, or they were my customers from B&Q, or they were my dad's friends, or it's quite a small town. A lot of people know everybody. And a lot, obviously the products are the same. It was a lot of, what I had to focus on was getting the system right. I'd had 15 years of using one computer system, one till, doing it one way. I can still remember plasterboard barcodes off the top of my head from B&Q. Type them in that many times. And then switching to Haworth, the system is completely different. The way people get served, they get ticket in the yard, every function is different. And it was more getting used to that side of difference than the actual building trade. But it picked up reasonably quickly. And like I said, I think I did about 8-10 months in the shop before I then moved to internal sales. And again, that's different. You sat at your desk constantly, phones, orders, quotes. And then coming up to Wakefield, it was a bit of a culture shock because it's such a big branch and we've got a really high number of staff. And everybody's got a role. And it took me a couple of weeks to actually find out what my role as an assistant branch manager was. Because everybody has a role. So I wasn't needed for admin. We've got a fantastic admin, Natalie. I didn't need to do any of the paperwork. We've got Destiny and Nathaniel that run the counter. We've got 8 other internal sales. There's me and Martin. And I was a bit, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. What's my job? But I spent the first few months getting to know the people, the customers. And again, Yorkshire men are very different than Lancashire men.
Better.
They really are. And the customer base is fantastic. And there's a few female customers that come in as well. And you can see they sort of like, they give a nod to the other women in the office because it's obviously you can see the entire office from the counter. But no, it was a little bit of a culture shock, but really enjoyable.
Good.
I think depending on what kind of branch manager you have, that depends on what kind of assistant branch manager is needed.
What role you need.
Yeah. Because they can be completely different, can't they? Like admin. All the admin roles are very different across the company. So I assume the assistant branch managers are as well.
We are speaking to other assistant branch managers. We all do have different areas of focus. I know there's some that focus on transport, others that focus on processes.
Yeah.
So that's more what I lean towards. I do sort of the background reports. So I do sort of the stock reports, finding out why is this on our... So on the audit list, sort of, why are these orders suspended? Why is this still sat at pick? Why is this doing? And a lot of the sort of people who needs training, what's coming up? It's varied, but I'm still up on the counter. I'm still answering phones. I've still got my own customers to look after, as well as support Martin when he's in, when he's off. It's different every day. There's no one, this is your job role and this is what you have to do. And I think if you look at the job application for an ABM, it doesn't actually specify. It gives brief areas of where you're going to be supported, but it doesn't say in black and white, this is what you will be doing on a daily basis. Yeah. But I love that. I love it being different every day.
I do, definitely.
If it was the same day in, day out. Don't be wrong, I help with the paperwork, I won't say cover. When Natalie's not in, I sort of pick up where I can with what I'm capable of doing. And I couldn't do it all day, every day. Like, hats off to you and Natalie. Paperwork is not my thing, but I still enjoy that. It's something different. It's not the same day in, day out. And no one day in merchant, well, two, no 2 days, sorry, in merchant are ever the same. They're always different.
Yeah, 100%. So with that obviously all being said, like you said, we have more female customers and they do nod, but predominantly male-dominated colleagues, male-dominated customers. Have you, and be honest here, had faced any challenges being a woman working in the building sector by customers, by colleagues, or just kind of day-to-day, like, because it does take, excuse the pun, but it takes balls to walk in to any branch, being a woman, being a young woman, it's, they look at you and think, like, who are you? Well, even if you've got a Harrow uniform on, you've got to stand your ground a bit.
Yeah.
So to work day in, day out within a branch with a array of male customers coming in, how have you faced anything?
We were talking about this outside, weren't we? Yeah. I think we both have very different environments, don't we? I'm the only woman at Derby and I give as good as I get, don't get me wrong. Do you know what I mean? I do have the biggest balls there. but I'm almost looked after. I'm not put on a pedestal. I'm definitely one of the team. I'm a team player, but they almost look after me.
Yeah,
I get because that. I'm the only woman.
Yeah.
Whether there's a sense of responsibility, I don't know. I think they're all scared of me.
I agree.
As well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why, but I've never had any trouble. And, I mean, I once had an argument with a delivery driver, and I held my own. I didn't need any help. I stood there, told them what it was, and they left. And everybody, I knew if I needed help, they was there in the background, but they didn't get up and was like, oh, are you okay? It is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I know I've got the support if I need it. I've never had any problems with staff. And to be fair, all the customers that come in, they're respectful. In Derby, anyway.
Yeah, Derby.
I think I've had it slightly different. I've been in the industry from being, like I said, 17. So being 17 and around a bunch of builders, customer-wise, yes, they can be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And they sort of look at you like you haven't got a clue. Or they'll bypass you and say, no, I don't want you to serve me. Go and get me one of the lads. And fine. I'm not going to break my back to prove to somebody that I know what I know. Not so much anymore. And I wouldn't say necessarily in Haworths, but a lot when I was younger, especially in the trade point. But again, like Ali said, I can hold my own. I've been brought up by a very strong mother and a very strong father that have taught me that anything my brother can do, I can do. Hold your own.
I suppose that's kind of a thing in itself, isn't it? Like, to be working in any male-dominated industry, you kind of have to be
a strong woman.
Yeah, a type of way that you won't take crap.
No.
You can hold your own.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
That's our philosophy, isn't it?
Of course.
And I think you naturally find yourself trying to raise, like, your bar, in a sense.
Yeah.
To be level with them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I can imagine judging, or, like, if they walk in, you're an expert in something, and then they, well, I don't want to talk to you, I want to talk to a male colleague.
We get it with a few with the sort of older generation of trade customers. Yeah. They're very much, oh, you're the receptionist, will you go and get me one at Salesman? And there's none available. Are you sure you don't want me to help? And some of them will stand there and wait till somebody is free. And again, I can try my best to try and win them round. But if they don't want to be served, they don't want to be served. A lot of the younger sort of generation, and our sort of generation, are leaning more towards the side of everybody's sort of equal. But that's how it's how times are changing, how things are, everyone's being brought up slightly different. Yeah. There isn't sort of gender roles anymore and gender-specific jobs. But it's very far and few between. Like, very far and few between. But, yeah, the younger generation especially, a lot of them will send their girlfriends in, but the wives or the girlfriends will come in.
Yeah.
Overhaft's doing this. I need this, this, this. And they know what they need.
Hmm.
You see more... And females seem a bit more confident coming into branch and seeing another female there.
Definitely.
I think it gives them a little sense of comfort because for anybody, like we said, we're all strong women, but if I was to walk into a branch, a large branch or a small branch, that is just solid men, even now I'd be a bit like, oh.
It can be intimidating.
100%.
You look for sort of a friendly face, don't you? Subconsciously, you look for some sort of familiar.
Yeah.
Familiarity.
Yeah, but even a bloke who's not confident in DIY, they would genuinely gravitate towards a woman.
They will naturally do.
Yeah, whether it's because they maybe think they don't know as much either. Do you know what I mean?
I think they feel like they won't be as embarrassed as much if they don't know. What do you mean you don't know that?
But I get that.
It's nice to see. We were talking about different customers that we've had in plumbing. So there was an all-female plumbing company called Stopcocks. And it is still my favourite name for any business.
I love it.
It was 8 women, all worked together, all 8 plumbers. And the business name was Stopcocks. It was fantastic. I recommend that.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of customers, especially, say, young mums or your home and your partner's out and your builder's coming in to do some work, it can be daunting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want that.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of... there's some people that are in that sort of situation wanting, saying, oh, yeah, it's all female carpet
fitters. They prefer a woman.
All female plumbers. Yeah. There's a market for it.
100%. And it's kind of like, which leads on to my next question, really. I obviously run the socials at Haworth, and I'm on social media. I've bought a house, renovating it. There's so many more female DIYers picking up the power tools, mm-hmm. doing exactly what they want and, like, documenting it. And granted, you do get some people, like, questioning the skills, and I'm not too good at it myself. I give it a go, but have you seen an increase in retail customers as such, but more trade, so more female trade customers? Obviously, majority of our base would be males, but like you just said, them two businesses that are all women. Like, there's definitely a market there, and I think
I haven't really.
We've not necessarily
at Wakefield. No.
No,
there is a few female customers who have got their accounts, but I haven't seen an increase in it yet. I've seen an increase, like you said, on the social media of women being involved in it and like influencers doing it themselves, and people renovating camper vans. There's a lot of retail women that have come in for projects.
Yeah, they've said, we've got loads of them.
I'm not a tradesman.
Yeah.
I'm not going to carry on. I'm just doing this one project.
But
they've been confident about it. And if they haven't, and they've asked for advice, I've given them the best that we can. And they've preferred that as well, I think, because it can come across sometimes without any intention from condescending.
Yeah.
Or it, like, something's being mansplained to you.
Yeah.
And there's some women I know out there far more capable than me, and I've been in the industry as long as I have. I've lived in 2 different houses and renovated them. Don't get me wrong, there's still times I ring my dad. comes to plug socket and electrical, that dad coming out. But I'm quite confident, but I'd still, if I didn't know something and someone was explaining it to me, and some of the ways I've heard past colleagues speak to females, I'd just wash my hands of it and say it's fine.
The thing is, now you don't even have to ask people. You can YouTube it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to anybody.
People will tell you exactly what you need.
Yeah.
What measurements, and you can just email it.
It makes it so much easier. Yeah. And I mean, you don't even have to go to branches. So you can YouTube it and then order it online and get it delivered.
I think some people still like that face to face going in, seeing what they're getting, picking it at themselves and having that conversation. But yeah, you're right. There's a huge market for just contactless.
Yeah.
Completely. Do it all from home. Sort it all out. Don't have any contact with anyone.
Yeah, but that face to face, like, we pride ourselves on being knowledgeable in all these areas.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm on TikTok, I'm on all social media, and I could search how to do it. I still might not get it right. I still have to have, like, my father-in-law, like, he's fitted my entire bathroom for me for free. And then my dad, he does everything. So it's kind of, it's hard to, I'm a strong woman, but I still will rely on these older generation of men
I don't
do it for me.
I'm complete opposite. I think I can do it myself. That's the problem. I've got this disease. I've built brick walls. I've plastered. We put our own kitchen in. I rendered a wall last year in the garden. Like, I think I can do things. And because I'm not a professional, it looks fine to me.
Yeah.
Whether a professional came and actually surveyed it would be awful. I mean, I've got an arse print in my rendered wall, but I'd spent 3 days and then my son sat on it.
I thought you were going to say, and then you sat.
No. So it's perfectly level and then it dips.
It's like a perfect seat, though.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a personalised seat.
Yeah, but that's what you get with DIY. But it's very rare I ask for help.
Like I said, I pride myself on being able to do a lot until I physically can.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where
that's
far too heavy for me to physically lift, or I'm not drilling through that. And then it's my boyfriend or my dad, somebody come and save me.
Yeah.
Or I'll ring and ask how to. And if it's not a safe job for me to be doing, it'll be you put everything down, I'll be there in an hour and I'll sort it. But again, I think we've all got that mentality of we can do it, but we've all been raised by a generation of men and women that have said you can do anything you can do.
Yeah.
But we all know our capabilities and we're all realistic. I wouldn't ever attempt to do something that was genuinely beyond my capability. I would ask for advice, but
I'd still give it a go. And then fail miserably, probably, but I've learned.
And then really.
Yeah.
Please come and help me.
Yeah, my partner says I'm a brilliant manager because I manage him. I'm like, right, we're going to do this. So you do that. Like, I don't just do it myself. There's me and my partner.
Oh, mine just, he won't pick up a screwdriver. He doesn't know how.
He doesn't know.
So I've been raised by a man that, look, Mark, he's strong, tells me exactly what to do. I can help him go up scaffolding, climb ladders. And then my other half, he's just not interested.
Really?
So I do it all.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I've got a dad and a boyfriend that are both the jack of all trades. So if I physically can't do it, somebody's got it covered. Yeah. I'm good.
See, my mum's very much like me, though. She's very independent. She's always done everything herself. So I'd
pass down.
Yeah, definitely.
You haven't seen an increase in female
trade
account customers. How do you feel the industry and how do you feel that moving forward, like, what could we do to make it more inclusive?
Training. From a young age.
I think there's I saw a lot of influx when I went to college, especially, of girls starting trade courses.
Yeah.
Getting in when they're in the college level. Yeah. They're still that little bit younger. And it might be intimidating to walk in as, say, a 17, 18-year-old girl and say, I'm a bricklayer, but I need X, Y. Get in then. How of timber training, online courses.
Yeah.
Get in there. Give them the confidence to come in and speak to us. And again, training for our staff of how to recognise if maybe somebody's not as comfortable.
Yeah.
And tailor the conversation to them. Not everybody needs our advice. Some people know. And they come in, they get what they want, they leave. That's all they want. Others, they want a conversation. They want that sort of family side how of bring.
Yeah.
That can sit and have a coffee with them and go through their plans and their design, ask how their kids are. Get that in earlier. Make people feel more comfortable before. Get them in the club while they're a stranger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I think the training needs to change. It's still very stereotypical at colleges.
Yes.
You've got, like, hairdressing, fashion and beauty, and then bricklaying.
Hmm.
Like, not everybody wants to be a bricklayer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different areas within the building trade, which I don't think you can get training on. You have to get an apprentice.
Getting in there and explaining and that
where
we're
do
a
you go?
All-rounder.
Yeah, it's just changing the culture, though, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
I think we can have an impact on it. The culture is starting to change everywhere, but we could have an impact on it as a company by saying, here we are, you need any support, we'll come in, we've got this available for you. Come in and speak to us.
Yeah.
Even going into college days
and
having conversations, sending in a rep or a manager or a kitchen designer, giving the younger generation all the options, because obviously we're not just timber and bricks.
Yeah.
We're from building to decorate, from start to finish. Getting in there and showing how diverse a company we actually are and how much support the internal training we've got is absolutely fantastic, the academy. Why couldn't we look at putting that out externally?
I think we did for a bit with Derby College. I think we're back on it now, or it's something we're looking into. But that's where we need to be. I think the next generation.
Send out. We've got a lot of strong women in Haworth. So obviously, there's the two of us here today, but there's a lot of women.
Yeah, there is.
Hayley, the branch manager from Manchester, she actually was my manager in B&Q, and she sort of took me under her wing. I was a young single mum at the time, and she had a young daughter as well, and she saw a lot of me in herself, and she taught me everything I know, pretty much. And she then recommended for me to come to Haworth. It was fantastic. She inspired me so much as a kid. A kid, a young woman. I was only 16. But she did. And she's fantastic, and she's always there to support, and she knows loads. And we've got other women in the business that are fantastic at what they do. Get them all out there.
Yeah.
Get them involved.
I think the more women within senior positions, like in the 9 years since I've been here, we've now got women heading audit, HR, health and safety. Mm-hmm. We've got female category buyers, like head of buying.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the accounts and finance are women. They're all like head department.
Yeah.
I think as all the women see women progressing and being successful, it shows resilience. And I think it gives all the women empowerment to think, well, I can do it.
100%. And I think that's kind of having, there's very stereotypical female job roles in our business and every business. Having seen more females in them traditionally male ones.
Or
since, like our roles.
Your roles, Hayley, as branch manager, having, just like you said, the seniority
I think
makes a huge difference. And
it does,
bringing them to these managers' meetings or like these bigger conference events, just having more female presence there that is on the same level in par to a different branch manager.
Yeah,
assistant branch manager.
Yeah, because I think women approach things differently to men. I think you need both to be successful, to have a successful industry. Women, like, solve problems, approach them differently, don't they?
We've got that emotional intelligence that sort of heightened a little bit.
Yeah, a bit more empathy.
Yeah, a bit more empathy. And we pick up more on the, I don't want to sound stereotypical, but the emotional side.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in a room full of men, they get that focused on what they're doing. They can overlook somebody who's not okay or a situation that's going on, and they don't sort of recognise it. Whereas we naturally are tuned into it. We can't help it. It's part of our DNA. Yeah. We can, and we pick up on that. So not only have we got the skills in the industry and the knowledge, we've got that emotional intelligence that it does balance it out.
Yeah.
And we can multitask. That, which is an important part.
Speak for yourself. I suppose, well, we obviously have got a bit to expand on, and I think there's definitely change, but I think as culture changes and as the times change and the generations change, I think naturally it's just becoming a better place for women to work and for our branches and every other sort of... instead of going to B&Q and doing the TikToks on B&Q and getting all the things I want from there, the builders merchants are also stock the same things.
Yeah.
Like... much cheaper. It's making the culture a bit more friendly.
Yeah.
But I suppose Howarth have, in the past sort of two years, are developing, like say, a female HR team. Mm-hmm. They're kind of running with the wind and updated the menopause policy. So male managers might not be aware of the menopause and it's a taboo subject. Mm-hmm. I think we've been to a few events where it's been kind of hot topic, and then the HR team have developed it so the awareness is there more.
Yeah.
So that if you are a male branch manager or you're a male in a manager's level, you know what the signs are for someone who may go through menopause, like the mental and physical sort of issues. So that's obviously a benefit.
Yeah.
With maternity as well, that was looked at. Mm-hmm. Maternity is a massive thing for female. I think that is kind of half the issue with the industry and the culture. Yeah. Like, for example, I am almost 30. Potentially, I may look at kind of looking for kids in the future, or if you back in the day. So that might be an off put because statistically, you might
you're gonna have more time off. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of changing that awareness that just they're not having a 9-month holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the flip side of that is as well, they also enhance the paternity side of things. It wasn't just for female staff, it's for partners.
Yeah.
They've increased that, they've increased the time off, given more flexibility around appointments and stuff, and it's showing that it isn't just maternity is for women, it's as a whole, they're supporting couples. And I think that's really important because there is a lot of dads that miss out on a lot of things, a lot of appointments, and they only get a week off.
And the hours are it's like a 6-day week. It's, it's not just your office jobs 9 to 5. So that is obviously a good thing.
I mean, there's other things that have changed as well, like we're PPE, we've now got female PPE and like uniform that fits like for women, which was a massive, and like simple things like sanitary bins. We've had a sanitary bin in our branch now, I think, for just a year.
Mm.
I've been there 9 years, and that's the first time we've had one.
It's changing that, like, industry standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
That if you walk into any builder's merchant or any branch, there should be a female toilet, which is not just
catered for female.
And it's not just like a shed which the males don't use, or sometimes they might use to sneakily.
Yeah, because obviously we have more female customers.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need the facilities.
Yeah, of course.
And we're needing to kind of move with times.
Yeah.
Following, we obviously have a lot of branches that may not be this shiny brand new building that has disabled toilet, female toilet, but it's just looking at like the ways around that and how do we make it adaptable, like you would for a disability sort of thing.
Yeah.
We did also kind of talk about these topics. We have in 2022, Yeah, 2022, I think both of you came to HR, initiated a Women's Network Day.
Mm-hmm.
This was an external venue where every female within the business got invited, and we had external speakers talk about women issues, stuff that affects the building sector as such. That continued in 2023, and I think we're looking at a new one this year. But going back to 2022, I know there was a lot of... It was new, it was brand new, and there was a lot of what I heard in the grapevine well, what's all this about? Like, we don't get a men's day.
Yeah.
Yes, and there was a lot.
And a few people I know who said they were coming didn't come because jobs was, like, it was too busy in the branch that day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I think it's changed slightly.
Again, but I think that depends on your branch manager. So yes. In 2022, I was at Oldham and Paul Ferns was my manager. And there was 5 women that worked at the branch at that time and 4 of us came.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. There was 6 women and 4 of us came.
Which is like half your...
Yeah. One was on annual leave. The other one didn't want to attend. That's her own prerogative. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he made sure that all 4 of us could go.
Yeah.
And that was a big chunk of his sales. So that was his stock controller, myself in internal sales, a shop manager, and one of the, I think it was the girl at the yard, all went.
Mm.
So that was on him. And he was like, well, we're going to have to buckle down and do it. It's a day to celebrate the girls. And
There
was a lot of, well, we don't get a men's day. And I get that. And there will always be that sort of scale. 100%. But again, a lot of us are in roles that are male orientated. Yeah. And we've got there and we deserve it. And we do all deserve to be treated equal. So International Women's Day isn't an international thing. It's not a Howarth Timber thing that they've initiated.
Yeah, it's to celebrate women and their achievements in the business.
Exactly. And the business wants to celebrate that.
Yeah. And the purpose of, like, these episodes that are female-focused isn't to man-bash like, we're not... We're just kind of here to make it aware that our branches and our business is... female, like, there's a lot of female presence within there. We want the female customers and we want the experience to be just as great for every single person that walks through the door. And then obviously try and entice more account customers, try make that a bit more of a pleasant journey.
So
we're kind of at the end, so I've got 3 quick fire questions. You both obviously do the same job role, but you're both at very different branches and different regions. So what's 3 tips you'd give someone to do your job role?
A lot of coffee.
We've got coffee machines in branches.
Yes, we do. No, voice your opinion. Don't be scared to have an opinion because you feel like it might not be the right answer. Be fair and take your time to think about things. Don't make rash decisions.
Yes, that's one of my negative traits. Yes. I'm quite...
Evaluate, think about it and go back.
Because then that's kind of a sense as well, like, I'm not a man, so I don't know how it would be like that. But sometimes if I can, say, act on emotion and wear my heart on my sleeve, it can come across, and maybe comments have been saying where it's, she's just, like, a bossy woman. Like, or is it... Yeah.
She's overly emotional.
Yeah, she's this overly emotional.
Women can't take banter. This is why women shouldn't be in the workplace.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of men in previous careers, and a few in this, act emotionally. But it isn't picked up on. But again, I think that's adjusting with the times of what's a joke and what just shouldn't be kept in your head, really.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that
fine line. There's a very fine line.
There's a very fine line,
but I think, like we were discussing earlier, we're very thick-skinned. It takes a lot to push past that line for me. That line got blurred a long time ago. I've been in this industry a long time. But there is fine lines, and I'm a bit more thick-skinned than most. It takes a lot to offend me, and I'm just the same.
But that might naturally, subconsciously, you might also, that might have just, the industry might have made you a thicker skin.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it has.
It's made me tougher, definitely. Yeah. Like, some of the things I say, I think, oof, like, I won't go and say that in, like, my circle of friends. So I think the environment changes you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? A bit like a chameleon. Like, I was talking about these the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Like, I can talk to the guys at work about poo and snot and farts all day long. And then I can go on the counter and talk about, like, architect drawings and how lovely the weather is. And I think it's knowing your environment as well.
Yeah, because we have a lot of showrooms in the branches now as well. And they're, like, beautiful showrooms. Mm-hmm. And you naturally would get retail customers in that would be couples, families. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's just knowing the audience, isn't it? Yeah.
But there is no environment like the building timber.
No,
there isn't. The things that get joked about and the things that get talked about, it's no old bar. Yeah. It's like being in the Navy or something. It's in the... There isn't. And I think being in it does toughen you to it.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that gets joked about or the certain cultures and certain branches that wouldn't fly in other businesses.
Yeah.
But that's what makes the building great because that's what our customers are.
Mm-hmm.
They love to be able to have a laugh and a joke and not offend or get offended. It's just... It is a fantastic industry to work in.
It's hard to describe to my friends who have never worked in the builders. I mean, I only work in marketing, so I'm not even on the counter.
Yeah.
But I've been here for 6 years. I started as like a young 23-year-old. To try to describe what the building sector's like is crazy.
You can't explain
no.
it.
I walk into branches and there's just customers sat behind the counter.
Yeah.
Effing, jeffing, like, and that's just normal. But that's the whole, like, heart of it.
It's what makes it fun.
Yeah,
it's 100%. It's what makes it it's not relaxed. Corporate. No, it's relaxed. It's friendly. It's family, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas, it's controversial. I'm not sure you'd probably get that as much in a female-dominated industry.
I don't know. Some of the women in this industry couldn't be working.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you know, if you walked into a business that was all females...
Yeah, you wouldn't see a woman lounging around the desk drinking a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. You would never get that in certain sectors.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's your three tips as assistant branch manager at Derby?
Three tips. Techno crap.
Yep.
Lead by example.
Like it.
Yeah. And show up. Be there. Mm. I'm always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anything.
What is the biggest problem with you face within your job role? We'll start with Ashley.
No. Biggest problem.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be gender related. It could just be...
In all honesty, it's I'd say processes being followed, right? Everyone's got their own little way of doing things, and then there's a way of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's getting everybody, because we've got a really big team, like I said, it's getting everybody on that one thing of just do it the right way. Don't do it your own way. I know it's worked for 10 years, but just do it the right way. It's like chasing your tail a little bit.
Yes, I get that.
Mine's the same. Processes, definitely. You're repeating yourself day in, day out, constantly, to the same people. Mm-hmm. Over and over again.
Old school always. Industry, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It is, yeah.
And the thing is, they think if it works, don't fix it. This is how about we've done it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's right.
Yeah. Mm.
And then my last question is, have you got any life quotes that you live by? Don't say YOLO.
No, I don't.
I honestly can't say I do.
No.
Fair enough.
Well, I think, no, to be fair, I'd go with, I say it to my son a lot, treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah, like that. Stems from any gender, any...
Right, it works across the board.
Yeah. 100%.
I'd probably say, don't tell me I can't do something.
I like that.
I'll show you that I can. I hate being told I can't do something.
Yes.
Hate it.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't do it, though, but I get very angry.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're assuming that you can't.
Yeah. And then I blow my lid and I'm like, oh, chill out. But thank you very much for sitting and talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'll close up the podcast by saying thanks to Paul for letting me sit in his seat. Thanks to you two for being here. I kind of made you be here. You didn't have a choice. But we've got a great connection. And as I say, there's plenty of amazing women within the business. But you two have got a good connection and a conversation would be great. Keep your eyes peeled for another female-focused podcast, which is run by Alex Maud, our building category manager. She's joined by two suppliers. We've got Rebecca from Talisay and Lauren from Soudal. And to keep up to date with everything Haworth and 1840 podcast related, make sure you follow us on all our socials, and thanks for watching. 1, 2, 3.